Mark, what can a citizen like myself do to help get this process started in my town?
I'm very glad to get that question. One of the things we do at the end of every workshop is to go around the room and get commitments from the people we've spent the last 4 hours with. What are you going to do tomorrow to make Tulare more walkable? What are you going to do tomorrow to make Visalia more bikeable? Well, a lot of this stuff is free, and it really depends on the individual. Our streets are safer when drivers behave. How do we do that? All right, there are all kinds of engineering measures that we can do. There are all kinds of enforcement steps that we can take. But really, it comes down to individual choices. The way that we're going to make our communities more bikeable and walkable is to have more bikers and walkers. Okay, how do we do that? Well, for one, start with the kids. The way you know your community is bikeable is if you go to the library and take a look at the bike rack. Are there bikes there or not? Go to the school, do the same thing. Go to the pool, do the same thing. Kids are always the first one to pick up the bikes, and they're the last ones to give them up. So if your kids aren't biking, then there's something wrong with your community. If you're a parent, make sure you're stopping for kids as they cross the street. Make sure you're giving bikers plenty of space on the road. Your kids watch everything you do. Also, maybe the next time you need to go to the post office, walk. It's very simple. And like I'll say again and again, this is a political process. When you've got more bikers and walkers, you've got more constituents, okay? And you can begin to build the critical mass that it's going to take to remake your community. You need to have patience. We didn't create this car-friendly society overnight. We did it over the course of 50, 60, 70 years. We're not going to undo it overnight. It's going to take patience. It's going to take good zoning codes. It's going to take more expensive gasoline. Our phone rings a lot more when gas gets up to $4 a gallon. So this is a change that's going to take place over time. But, go for a walk tomorrow. That's probably the best thing that you can do to get a more walkable community.
Thank you, Mark. The weather is really great for walking and biking right now, and I have been enjoying my walks and my bikes. Thank you very much for the interview, and also for coming to these communities in Tulare County and helping us get our minds around this opportunity.
You're welcome, Don.